Welcome to the first and probably last edition of Warrior Radio. Of course, we're talking about 40 years. 40 years since the class of 1975 walked off the stage in South San Francisco, of course, South City High School. The industrial city is really not the industrial city anymore. I mean, that sign's still up on the hill, and the, of course, Sign Hill, and there's still the fake Christmas tree up there that goes up every year. And for years, Bob Landucci is my guest. Of course, he's part of the class of 1975. Bob, did you think that was a real Christmas tree at any point in time in your life?
I was just amazed it went up for the first time, Pedro. It was really a shining light. You could see it from the whole peninsula.
Yeah, but here's what's up. It sort of crushed me when I went up there and found out that it was just a stick with a string of lights. Oh, that was I really expected a Christmas tree. Now, we're talking the 1975 reunion. Of course, the Elks Club, September 26, 2015, just a day away. We'll talk about the people that are not with us, but the people that are with us. What's the reunion look like?
We have had an absolute crush of new people wanting to come in the last 2 weeks. We were set at about 125 2 weeks ago, Pedro, and we were happy with that. But as of right now, as of last night, we're at 163 people with a group of people that may show up after dinner, and there'll be a $30 charge at or near 9 o'clock if people would just want to come and drink and dance.
You know, 40 years is a long time, and I went to the 35th reunion. In fact, I had Tower of Power put together a tape for that, and that was pretty cool. But 35th didn't seem to work out. 40 seems to be working just fine. I mean, the combination of classes, bringing people together. People in our age, God, I hate saying that, but they just don't want to get up off the couch, do they?
It's, you know what's been amazing to me? It is that. It is the fact that money is an issue, Pedro, and that surprised me quite a bit. It's not expensive. $60 dinner, dancing. You're not going to be able to find that if you go out with your favorite person, and then you're going to be able to see old friends. And I fully expect that we got a beautiful dinner planned for everybody. But I think people are going to be so busy talking, and that's really the key, isn't it? Just getting out of the house, getting off the couch, and that's the key. Because once you get out, you're going to want to play.
You know, I do some work with Rick Stevens, former Tower of Power lead, and we do concerts with him. He's 74, 75 now, but wow. Not he can go all night. But his crowd, you know, the crowd that comes to see him, you know what the promoter tells me? Hey, we're going to get things started a little early tonight. What's up? He goes, look at the crowd. We don't want them falling asleep on us like 10:30, 11 o'clock. So we usually have the shows over about 11:30.
Wow.
You know. Anyway, let's talk about the people that have passed away. Let's look at 1974 first, and I'll go through these names. And if I murder people's names, don't shoot me. Please, don't shoot me. Kim Bottini, Catherine Bauman, Kim Burgess, Jenny Bushnell, Emily Seska, Dennis Collier, Mark Davis, Tony DeVos, Kevin Elliott, Lupe Huerta, remember him, Jesse Iniguez, the former football player, Robert Magdaleno, Roberto Magdaleno, brother of Frank Magdaleno, living up there on Ash Street. Richard Morales, Rick Paquette, Larry Pena, Greg Powers, Diane Rutkowski, don't want to murder these names, Joe Scott, Ronald Trask, Tim Vial, and Mike Wilkins. That's the class of 1974. 75, and here's where Bob and I are going back and forth. We don't know what's going on here, but Georgetta Ratta, who I was a friend of mine in high school. We were in English together and a couple other classes. And they've got a George Errata on the 75 memorial list. So I was of the opinion it might be Georgetta Ratta because we looked up, we couldn't find a George Errata. So whether it's George or Georgetta Ratta, they passed and they are part of the class of 1975. Mark Bailey, Alfie Burgess, a genius. This guy could pass economics tests without ever studying. He was amazing. Chris Comer, wow. Brian Dahl, Patty Fallon, Al Ferenzi. Oh, Al, Big Al.
I know.
Yeah, Carmen De La Casa, Greenfield, Rita Harrington, Bruce McDonald, Mark Martin, Big Old Mark, Mike Matheson. Let me keep going here. I don't want to murder these names. Jadine Hernandez, Minchel, Eric Miramanis, yeah. Dave Morales, Frank Morales, Mark Nichols, Robert Osborne, Daryl Robinson, Michael Schimdel, Stephanie Strand, Bart Townsend, and Will Urban. That rounds out 74 and 75. Man, you know, statistically, I guess this isn't really a lot of people considering this 40 years, huh?
Absolutely, but it was a surprise. And of all the surprises I experienced doing this starting back in February, seeing some of those names of friends and realizing they had passed and being told by family members, It was amazing. Now, in 1974, you mentioned Dennis Collier, mm-hmm. probably one of the best pitchers ever to come out of South City High School.
Yep.
A stellar individual, loved the guy. And that shocked me more than anything else when a good friend of his emailed me and said he had passed.
Okay. Class of 76, Vince Allure, Bob Blackburn, Larry Campbell, Robert Seska, Anthony Colombo, Nancy Da San Martino, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike DeVino, Paul Fisher, James Gallagher, Thomas Garcia, Tim Goss, James Peter Haynes, George Hoegel, Dan Notek, Kate Liston, Anita Malapiai, got that right, Juanita Davidson Mendoza, Eva Moralga, George Morales, Tom Morales, Sam Esqueda, George Nuno, Mark Rice, Julie Rickrow, Joe Tacori, Kathy Viat, Kelly Viat, Dennis Yelly, and of course that's 76, 77, Tom Burnell, Wayne Despois, Trish Gallagher, Cindy Garcia, Jane Heaney, Gail Nutting, Eddie Smith, Jeff Deditch, and Mark Winslow. And I got a little story about Eddie Smith. Eddie Smith was the first guy that ever beat me in a boxing match. I was like 7-0 in 1974. I fought him at the Boys Club in South San Francisco, and he beat me. And he had a lot of experience, but I still didn't think. When you're unbeaten, you never think nobody could ever beat you. So I mean, you've never been beaten. You're 7-0. You've never been beaten. And look across the ring, and this guy's skinny. Come on. Anyway, Eddie licked me like a stamp. Okay, he just did. He licked me like a stamp. Okay, so. He had some problems and had some issues in his life. And then I saw him, I guess I was about 1987, somewhere around there. And I went on a run and won a few Golden Glove titles in a row. And I walked into the 7-Eleven on Ponderosa and El Camino right there to get a Slurpee late night after running Lake Merced. And Eddie Smith is standing there, but he doesn't recognize me. Okay, so I make a big deal of this. I said, hey, do you guys know who I am, right? And the lady goes, yeah. I said, guess what? I said, this is the guy that first beat me. This guy right here beat me in a fight back in 1974. And it woke him up. He's like, whoa. I said, Eddie, it's Pete, man. It's Pete. Anyway, that was the last time I saw Eddie Smith. I guess that was about 25, 30 years ago. But the bottom line is he's passed on as well. But he taught me a lesson. Never underestimate your opposition, Bob.
How about that? Yes.
Okay, so the reunion is set for September the 26th, of course, 6:30 p.m., cocktails, all that kind of good stuff. Are there any strippers involved?
You know, because the four other people helping me with this are all women, they outvoted me on the strippers.
Okay, no strippers. Now, we still got some opportunities to come up and have some cocktails. What time is that, like after 9 or something, or what?
What we're going to do, Pete, is tonight, a bunch of us, probably 20 to 25 people, are getting together at Bertolucci's. For cocktails and dinner. That is being hosted by Tina Rojas, a great South City family. And then tomorrow night, the doors open at 6:30. The Elks Club is great because it has a full bar. We're going to have three bartenders, not the normal one or two like they normally do because we have so many people coming. We expect we're going to max out at 200 people. And that's the max for the Elks Club. But you clued me in on that. Hopefully we can allow a couple more without the police showing up, because that would be bad.
Oh,
if they are
going
to show up, I'd rather them have it do it at 11:45 when we're ending rather than 10:45, if you know what I mean.
Now, speaking of, we're talking a little Warrior Radio here. Of course, South San Francisco High School, class of 1975. My man Bob Landucci's put together this reunion. You mentioned Tina Rojas. She played D's basketball. I think when C's basketball, she did. She broke the sexual barrier there. She was playing boys basketball. She was pretty damn good at it. One of her brothers drowned, I think, in Russian River. And then, of course, her other brother was Digga Rojas. They lived on Hillside Boulevard. But you bring them back some memories there. I mean, I guess we'll be able to exchange a lot of memories tomorrow night.
Absolutely. 6:30, 7:30 cocktails. Dinner starts. They're going to start serving chicken marcella or stuffed portobello mushroom, depending on if you're vegetarian or not. And then that'll go from 7:30, 8:30. During that time, we'll be giving some speeches, say some thank yous. I will give credit to the four ladies that have been instrumental.
And who are they? And for historic purposes, who are they?
Well, the first one to hit the like button when I started posting pictures back in February was Amber DiTomasi, a great Italian family. Her father, Aldo, owned the liquor store down near Grand Avenue. I don't know exactly where.
Yep.
the second person to contact me was Tina Rojas.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina was a firebrand then. She's a firebrand now. She has been fantastic. She's handling the memorial. As I put in my email to you, just to give you a quick backstory, David Lawrence started the memorial. He's been one that's been handling all of the questions and answers from family members. He's been great. The poor guy is handicapped, but his handicap is in his legs, not in his mind, and he's been using his computer to do that memorial for us. And he's also going to get a lot of credit. And then besides Tina, then the third person was Denise Domenichelli,
mm-hmm.
who was a brilliant student and great family there in South City. She's been my corporate girl. She's been keeping track of all the money. She's been keeping track of all the people that are signing up. And then Esther Warda, who I didn't know in high school, but Esther was our web girl. She came to us and she goes, "You really need a web presence." And that has been fantastic, Pedro.
And
we wouldn't have been able to do this without being able to take payments through PayPal or by credit card. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now, bottom line is, of course, 1975, 40 years ago. Bob, when you look back at 40 years of in the 40 years since the four decades, are there any teachers that stood out that are no longer with us? I mean, I imagine a good amount of teachers have passed on because they were sometimes were 25 and 30, maybe 40 years older than us.
The one that stands out for me since I spent my life at Orange Park was Bob Bryan.
Bob Bryan hasn't passed away. Parkinson's has got him seated in a chair. But the bottom line is Bob Bryan is still the godfather of South City baseball.
51 years he coached baseball, 45, I think, over at South City High when they forced him to retire because his brand of coaching didn't go anymore with the children of today, as they say. Mr. Olds, Leonard Olds, was a quality guy. He's passed on now. And his wife,
Barbara Olds.
She went from teacher to administration, and both have passed on, I believe.
Len Olds, he ran he had the yearbook for a while, and I was doing the yearbook thing with him, and then I said, let me go to the newspaper, and I went upstairs with Mr. Pellegrino. Anyway, all the best. September 26, 2015, class of 1775, take that back, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77. Included and invited are the folks from El Camino High School. Now, did you ever throw ducks in their swimming pool or something like that? You were part of that? Huh?
No, but I have talked to a couple of El Camino people that tried to do stuff to our pool.
Good enough. Of course, back in the days, the El Camino Colts and the South City Warriors were the rivalry back and forth. Now, before I let you go, let's touch on some politically correct stuff. I told you about the Washington Redskins and why I think that the Redskin name should be taken away from the Redskins, because Redskin, what it meant was when they were cashing in the scalps of Indians to the government, getting paid for them, they would call them Redskins because their scalps were all full of blood. So that's why they were called Redskins. So that's why I'm sort of down on the Redskin type of thing. I wasn't down on the Warrior type of thing with the headrest. I mean, the Warrior in this and that, but they've sort of remove the Warrior and all these American Native references to sports out of the curriculum in South City, huh?
Yes, they did. All the new baseball hats have eliminated the headdress from, and I imagine they're going to phase it out completely here, if not next year, then 2 years from now.
It's
just the way things should be, I guess.
And I don't know. Here's what's up. I find the Redskin thing offensive. I don't find the fact that you would consider a Native American, a warrior. I really don't find a problem with it because he was a warrior. I mean, he was defending his land. We stole his country.
Yes, Pedro, sometimes I think that they bring this up and then the government writes somebody a check and then they shut up about it, because that's exactly what happens. It comes up, it's big news for 2 weeks, and then it just disappears. And I guess it's just the way of things, and I just roll with the punches. I do not fight this kind of thing.
Okay, your kids and grandkids will listen to this in 45 or 50 years from now. Is Donald Trump going to be president?
Is Donald Trump going to be president?
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to get your spin on that, because I didn't think he was either. Anyway, Bob Landrieu, class of 1975, the Elks Club, September 26th. This is your first and only edition of Warrior Radio. My name is Pedro Fernandez on behalf of the class of 73, 74, 75, 76, and 77. In iTunes, we thank you so much. Respect and peace to you all.
Thank you, Pedro.